The return of live on-site auctions is exciting, and the Steffes Group has live bidding and online bidding available, too, at these upcoming auctions. Near Wolverton, Minnesota, July 15th, the J&S Nord Farm Retirement Auction. Another live on-site auction, the Andy Spaeth Auction near Manoman. On Friday the 17th, the A.B. Lundquist Seed Business Liquidation, Wheaton, Minnesota. Timed online or live on-site, be there and get the details at steffesgroup.com and plan for the next Ag Iron event in West Fargo, Wednesday, July 29th.
Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, and he's holding feet to the flames again. He's putting the beef checkoff under the microscope again. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard. Welcome back to Farm Talk, Bill.
Glad to be here, Mick. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we got to talk about your petition drive and how to get it signed and what are all the details here in a moment, but always got to get a pasture report from you. How are you doing out there around Billings?
Well, we're doing fine. We've had a cool day today after a hot weekend, and hopefully we'll get some rain pretty quick here.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of rain coming across Montana, but most of it's east of you. Somebody over the weekend posted some pictures. They went through down by Hardin, the Custer Battlefield. They posted pictures, and the grasshoppers are all over. How about around Billings?
Yes, they're here too. So I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens, but they're eating a lot of grass.
Well, bummer, yeah, because the cows need it. Grasshoppers don't. Criminy. All righty. Well, on the 2nd of July, RCAF USA formally launched a national petition drive to terminate the Beef Promotion Research Order, commonly known as the Beef Checkoff Program. Bill, what's wrong? All checkoffs do good for promotion of commodities. What's wrong with the U.S. Beef Checkoff Program?
Well, the single greatest problem is that the independent U.S. cattle rancher, many of whom have cattle to sell right now but don't have a market to sell into, at the same time the meat packers are importing large volumes of both cattle and beef, these producers are not able to use the checkoff to promote and market exclusively USA born, raised, and harvested beef. That's the problem with the checkoff. And so the checkoff was formed 35 years ago. The situation in the U.S. cattle industry was very different. There's been dynamic changes to the industry since then, and not once have U.S. cattle producers been given the opportunity to hold the checkoff program accountable. So that's what this is all about, giving the producers the opportunity to express their opinion as to whether this 35-year-old checkoff program has met their expectations.
Like NAFTA was done, 25 years ago. Since then, the internet is big, and the trade rules between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico just needed to be updated. Can we just update the beef checkoff to make it more accountable or usable for 21st century, or do you want to just kind of turn it upside down?
Well, in fact, we've tried to reform the checkoff for the past 20 years. We've tried to separate the Federation from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the beef checkoff. That relationship is far too cozy, and you should not have a lobbying group that is a recipient of the checkoff dollars. So we have the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that opposes many important reforms that producers have supported for many years, like mandatory country of origin labeling, like reform to the market structure, the most recently introduced bill by Senators Grassley and Senator Tester to preserve the integrity of the cash market. So these important reforms are being opposed by the entity that is being subsidized by the beef checkoff program, and that's a problem for the industry. So the reforms need to be made, but neither the Congress nor the administration had any inclination to make those reforms. So now we're to the point where many producers are absolutely frustrated. The marketplace isn't working. Consumers are paying record prices for beef. So demand is not the problem. The problem is there's no longer a relationship between the value of cattle and the value of beef. So that's a dynamic that has changed in our industry. And as one of the primary sponsors of this indicated, we're no longer part of the beef industry if you're in the cattle industry. Back in 85, beef and cattle were considered synonymous. But today, there's a clear distinction after all of the mergers and acquisitions, leaving just four packers controlling 80% of the market. Now there's intense competition between the cattle industry and the packing industry, and the cattle industry is losing. But yet the checkoff continues to support the beef industry. And so that's the problem. So this is the opportunity for producers to express their opinion. And then we can always start a checkoff program that actually meets the needs of producers, that allows the promotion of USA beef. We can do that with Congress, but first we have to get this antiquated one out of the way, because it simply is not functioning the way many producers had expected it to in today's environment.
Yeah, Bill, over the last few, decade or so, U.S. society has gotten very polarized. It's either everybody's on one side or the other, it seems. Everybody has a strong opinion. And I think all the cattle producers listening now are either with you 100% or they're opposed. And I know you have the support of a lot of auctions in South Dakota. How about in North Dakota?
Well, we just launched this, and in fact, it was the South Dakota Livestock Markets Association that it was actually taking the lead on this, along with an auction yard in Kansas, Pratt Livestock. And so RCAP has actually joined in support of this, as opposed to being the leader of this effort. But we firmly support it. And regardless of whether a producer supports or does not support the beef checkoff program today, this is the opportunity for the producers to express their opinion. And so this will allow the chips to fall where they may. We've heard reports that there's like an 85% approval level of producers. Well, this is how you find out. This is how you empower producers to hold government programs accountable. And this is a government program. It's a government program from beginning to end that has been firmly established by the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as now the district court, in which we are continuing to litigate the issue of state beef councils that are being funded without a producer's consent, which we view to be a violation of the Constitution. So there's a lot of problems with this current act. It's time to reform it, and this is the opportunity for producers to vote. You know, that's what we do in the democratic society, is we don't let government-mandated programs run forever without producers having a say as to whether or not they approve of its continuation.
Well, for decades, people with petition drives would be in parking lots of big box stores or grocery stores and just get people to sign them. But in this case, that won't work, because just eligible cattle producers can sign the petition. How do people kind of log, or where can people take a look at the petition and sign it if they'd like?
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has approved the use of an electronic petition. So the petition is located at the site www.weneedabeefcheckoffvote.com. Weneedabeefcheckoffvote.com. And there you can see the petition, the explanation for the petition, as well as the eligibility requirements, as you mentioned, that producers have to meet. The most important one is that from July 2nd of 2020 through July 1st of 2021, a producer must have either owned, sold, or purchased cattle during that period. And that's the major eligibility requirement, but there are more, and they're all listed at that weneedabeefcheckoffvote.com.
And you need 88,269 signatures or cattle producers to sign the petition before July 1st of 2021. How do you feel about this? Are you going to make it?
Well, I'm certain we will. We are actually hoping that we get about 150,000 producers to sign this petition. And again, you know, they may be signing it because they support the beef checkoff, or they may sign it because they do not. This is their opportunity to be engaged in the industry and to have a say in what's happening, particularly with a government-mandated program that mandates that they pay a dollar per head, whether they want to or not. And so this is their opportunity to express that opinion, which is very important in our society.
Yeah, because the petition does not disallow or put down the checkoff. It just brings up the vote.
That's right. So the Secretary of Agriculture would have to approve the authenticity of all of the signatures. They'll do a random audit, if you will. And once that's approved, then the U.S. Department of Agriculture will actually call for a referendum and hold a referendum, and producers will be able to vote at their county extension agents or offices.
Okay. We will, again, the website one more time, Bill?
Is www.weneedabeefcheckoffvote.com.
All righty. Bill Bullard, RCAF CEO. Give us an update on the COVID-19 pandemic that kind of brought to light the fact that USDA is not buying U.S.-made RFID cattle ear tags. Since this issue has come up a couple of weeks ago, what's happened?
Well, we haven't heard back from USDA yet, but we find that just alarming that our U.S. Department of Agriculture is bypassing domestic manufacturers in order to require U.S. cattle producers to use foreign RFID ear tags on their American cows. Today, as a result of the pandemic, more than ever, we need to support our domestic supply chains. We need to support manufacturers who support jobs. And we need to support the American rancher as well with a mandatory country of origin labeling. So we just find this to be totally irresponsible and completely disconnected from the needs of the U.S. cattle industry and the needs of rural America. So we pointed that out, and we're still waiting to hear a response. And meanwhile, our RFID lawsuit against the government continues.
All right, Bill Bullard, RCAF CEO. You're great at holding feet to the flames. Thank you for doing what you do, Bill.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Mick.
You bet. Talk to you again soon.